70 new restaurants in fiscal 2012. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that?
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
News Talk 1110, KB. KBND checks the markets twice an hour during the morning news. Depend on us for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. In other words, next.
6:46 at 11:10 KBND. Good morning. Let's see what's going on in sports this morning. Here's Dave Jarvis.
Thank you, Frank. Jamal Crawford scored 17, including four key free throws down the stretch, closing out the Trailblazers' win over the Grizzlies. Final score, 97-93. Portland center Joel Prisbilla says they battled hard for this one.
Physical game. You know, they got their interior guys with Gasol and Zach, they're very physical players, and you just got to match that. And, you know, we just came out and we showed why we, you know, we wanted the game more, and that's why we came away with a win.
Nicholas Batum led the Blazers with 24, and Wesley Matthews added 18. LaMarcus Aldridge had 16 as Portland snapped a two-game losing streak. They are in action again tonight on the road at La La Land as they take on Frank's favorite team, the Lakers. It's a 7:30 start time. Be right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Elsewhere, Indiana beat Washington. Milwaukee fell to Boston. Houston better than Golden State. New Orleans stopped the Clippers, and Utah upended Sacramento. In the NCAA, Syracuse, Ohio State, Louisville, and Florida all advanced to the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament. Syracuse escaped with a 64-63 squeaker over Wisconsin. Ohio State crushed Cincinnati 81-66. The Orange and Buckeyes meet in the East Final. In the West, Louisville beat number one seed Michigan State. Spartans' first top seed to fall in this year's tourney. Final score 57-44. And Florida knocked off Marquette 68-58. The Cardinals and the Gators meet in the West Final. Four more Sweet 16 games on the schedule today. In the Midwest, top seed North Carolina clashes with 13 seed Ohio. Also in the Midwest, second seed Kansas meets number 11 NC State. In the South, third seed Baylor battles number 10 Xavier. And top overall seed Kentucky takes on fourth seed Indiana. Don't look for North Carolina's Kendall Marshall, by the way, to be on the floor tonight. Head coach Roy Williams says it's unlikely because of the recent surgery. Marshall had a screw inserted into his right non-shooting wrist after being injured in Sunday's win over Creighton. And prepare to wave bye-bye to Chipper. Going to be Chipper Jones' last season, so says the Atlanta Braves third baseman. He'll retire at the end of the current campaign. Jones turns 40 next month, has been plagued by injuries in recent seasons. He's spent his entire 18-year career with the Braves. The former National League MVP hit .275 with 18 home runs and 70 ribbies last year. Jones is a career .304 hitter with 454 home runs. He hopes to remain with the organization in a yet-to-be-named capacity. For these stories and more, you can always check us out at KBND.com. I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us for sports.
Thank you, Dave. It's 6:49. Some of the stories we're following in the news center today. Some St. Charles Hospital workers claim they've been harassed by union reps, but union leaders deny the charges. Felisa Hagens with the Local 49 says no organizer would be at a person's house, and anytime they've been asked to leave somewhere, they've left. Hagens expects it will be at least a month before the National Labor Relations Board rules on charges of unfair labor practices against St. Charles. John Rexford names his choice for a deputy when he takes over as superintendent of the High Desert ESD. He says he wants Paul Andrews to take the post as his right-hand man. Rexford will leave his post as deputy superintendent of Bend Lapine Schools in June and assume his High Desert duties. Andrews is currently the executive director of the ESD's School Improvement Program. And Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio unveils a plan to provide a steady stream of timber and timber revenues in Oregon and California. The bipartisan plan divides federally owned land in both states into permanently protected forest stands and areas open for logging. Old growth stands would fall into the permanently protected category. Younger forests would be placed into a public trust for logging. And that's a look at some of the stories we're following in the news center this morning. 6:50 at 11:10 KBND, your Skyview traffic and your forecast today brought to you by Robertson Ford and their 15 all-wheel drive or 4x4 models, more than any other brand. See them today at Robertson Ford. Traffic this morning, looks like things are moving along pretty good as we take a look around at the local roads. cold temperatures, but road conditions seem to be pretty good. If you're headed out of town, carry your chains over the mountain passes.
After starting off the morning with some cloud cover, some sun will begin to break through at times into the afternoon hours, and the high will eventually reach the upper 40s. The next weather disturbance approaches tonight. There will be an increase in cloud cover with an overnight low in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy on Saturday. A little bit of light snow may develop early, and then it will be rain falling into the afternoon with a high reaching the low to mid 50s. It will be a warmer Sunday. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers will be possible with a high in the mid to upper 50s, and a few showers will linger into Monday. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
And right now, we're looking at 20 degrees in Sisters, 24 in Redmond, 23 in Bend at 1110 KBND.
Looking to make a change and save some too? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts right now, get our $19.99 premium do-it-yourself oil change. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 with a mail-in rebate. And if you're looking to enhance your car's efficiency and save on gas, then the parts pros at Napa are here to help. They'll help you identify products that will get your vehicle in tip-top shape. So stop in, and while you're there, check out great specials like Purple Power Cleaner gallon size, just $3.99. And CRC Brake Clean Brake Parts Cleaner, just $2.39 a can. And now's the time to get your lawn and garden battery with an additional $5 mail-in rebate savings. When you need top quality parts at great prices, look no further than Napa Auto Parts.
Napa Auto Parts has the largest selection of auto parts and accessories in the Northwest. So when you want quality at a great price and you just plain need it, head to Napa.
If you're looking for somebody in the paving business you can trust for your project, look to Seven Peaks Paving. They've been trusted by Redmond High School, the City of Sun River, Facebook. They're also trusted by Gary, and he knows the paving business.
I've been in the paving business for over 40 years. Recently, I had the chance to have Seven Peaks Paving come and pave my driveway for me. I was very impressed with the methods that they used. I would highly recommend Seven Peaks Paving.
Seven Peaks Paving. Get their contact info from sevenpeakspaving.com. CCB number 193290.
Every spring, hundreds of cars from the Hertz fleet and other premium sources arrive at Hertz Car Sales of Bend. For a limited time, we're offering them to you at specially reduced prices during the Hertz Spring Rental Reduction Event.
Les Jones here from Hertz Car Sales of Bend. Spring is coming, at least we hope, and that means one thing here at Hertz Car Sales of Bend, our Spring Rental Reduction Sales Event. At Hertz Car Sales, we don't do a bunch of special events, but when we do, they're all about true sale prices and special finance rates that we've pre-negotiated with our lenders. The Spring Rental Reduction Event ends March 31st, so stop in now or check HertzBend.com for all the great deals. And this year, we've added a lot of fuel-efficient vehicles to our inventory, all sale-priced. And remember, we're closed on Sundays for Family Day.
Hertz Car Sales of Bend on Highway 20 at the base of Pilot Butte or online at HertzBend.com. Hertz Car Sales, the better way to buy a car.
News.
We might need to question whether or not the Stand Your Ground law in Florida is even constitutional.
That will literally be the first building that visitors to Central Oregon see as they exit the airport.
I don't believe any of the candidates are being hurt by this.
Traffic.
Say like Aubrey Butte, do watch yourself there. The main railways, though, are drying up.
I like the traffic reports.
Weather.
The National Weather Service has a wind advisory in effect until 5 this afternoon for the Bend, Lapine, and Sun River areas.
Sports.
It's about us as a team. It's not about me.
I don't need much motivation, man. Just trying to get my team in there.
Yeah, you know, everybody's thinking Super Bowl. You know, all the fans, everyone's thinking Super Bowl.
Information you need to know.
It gives me more information.
Mornings. Only on News Talk 1110.